put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199MYLF, that's 199MILF, at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hello and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, dating, all of the above, I'm here to talk to you about life, relationships, and of course, sex.
That's the best thing to talk about, sex. I like sex.
That's why he shows up. I'm joined by the charming and talented Todd Anderson, actor, husband, father extraordinaire. He comes in handy for a male perspective, and you know, you're going to have some things to say.
Sure.
So thanks for being here, Todd.
Oh, thank you. It's applause. It's so nice.
It's so nice to get applause just for being you.
Yes, it is.
I know. Dating after divorce.
Oh.
Not something you're probably going to have to do, okay? But you're going to weigh in on this.
Okay.
What are the rules out there? I've got a few listener commenter questions. All right. So you want to help me with this?
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
Just listen.
Just listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do your thing.
I'm listening.
Okay. So first one. I'm back on Match after recovering from my first post-divorce heartbreak.
That's Match.com. Is
yeah.
That what that is?
Yeah. I feel like I'm ready again and I've met someone really nice. Based on everything he says, he's what I've been asking for. He's kind. He's a gentleman. I'm 49. He's 50. He's really into me. But he's not exactly my type. He's got tattoos and he was Marine, not my general type. My question is this. He's already said, let's just date exclusively. I don't want to share you. And I'm not sure if I should do that. Of course, that's what I want to hear eventually, but it's only been a week.
What?
I know I want a man who wants to commit, so shouldn't I be happy?
Red flags!
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, too many points for just being nice and being a gentleman and being into you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's basic. You don't get extra bonus points like I'm going to hang out with you even though you're not my type.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Todd, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
But no man knows after a week that he wants you exclusively unless he's kind of a control freak, right?
That just sounds crazy to me.
It's a little crazy.
It sounds crazy.
All he should know is that he's really hoping to see you naked.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he should be trying to get you in bed, not trying to, I don't know.
I don't want to
like,
share you
week,
stuff.
After a week, I want to go steady after a week.
I don't know.
That's weird.
It smacks of control freakism.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. Like, to me, that just kind of makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. This is like an online dating
phenomenon. I'd like to thank, however, this Marine for his service.
Yes, thank you for that.
I know it sounds like we're judging you harshly, but thank you for your service.
No, thank you for that, for sure. This online dating phenomenon, I did online dating, so very familiar with this.
Yeah, this is I dated.
You were analog.
It was, I used carrier pigeons.
You passed notes via carrier pigeon. It's so sweet. And you wrote in a fountain pen with the inkwell on the side. When oftentimes, and this is not the case here, obviously, but there's this thing that happens where women will say, well, I met this nice guy and I'm going on a second or third date with him. And then they like hide their profile.
Sure.
Now, some of this is like for convenience because some women get a lot of emails. Okay. And so like if you just kind of want to focus on somebody and getting to know them,
sure,
you just kind of take down your profile. Well, then the men freak out because it's like, whoa, we're going on a second or third date, and now you're already taking yourself off the market. I understand the idea. There is a possibility that this guy is just coming from a place of like, let's just kind of focus on getting to know each other. I get that, but it's a little much for me after a week. I think.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, love at first sight is a thing, I imagine, but I don't know.
Then it will still be love at fifth sight. So slow your roll,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
But that's so, it's so, to me, smacks of like saying all the right things. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a little bit creepy to me almost.
Oh.
Sort of like, I know what you really want is to be chosen and to have somebody want to sweep you off your feet and commit to you. All women are looking for commitment.
He read her profile, you know? Though. Maybe she said she was looking for a committed relationship on her profile.
I don't even think you have to say it. I think most women are like, I mean, well, especially on Match, theoretically, you're ultimately looking for
a committed
relationship or at least a sincere attempt where you can have some sex for a while.
Right, right. But you don't want a relationship with someone who should be committed to different things.
That is a good point.
Institution.
Right, not right. And we don't know that is the case with this guy, but in general, I think women, you should be a little bit suspicious of a guy who wants a commitment from you that badly. Because he might be framing it in a way of like, hey, baby, I just want to be all about you.
Sure.
But what that is his insecurity saying, I need you to be all about me already now, signed up.
Right, right, right.
Otherwise, I can't, like, handle it. And I'm
getting, that sounds like a dude who's not comfortable with himself at all.
I know. That's the interesting thing. Because as frustrating as it is, pretty much what guys know after the first date or two is that they want to see you again. That's it.
Sure.
And generally that they want to see you naked. That's pretty much it. And then when they sleep with you, all they know is that they want to have sex with you again.
Right.
They don't know that they want to marry you and have kids with you and blend families and do all that shit. That's not where they're at.
Right.
They're just not. And nor should they be, because they don't know you that well.
Sure.
Just because you have a sexual intimacy doesn't mean you have an emotional intimacy, and you should be like signing up, you know, for everything based on that. Also, if you have sex with somebody, don't assume you have a boyfriend now.
Right.
It's a whole just different game out there. I mean, I don't know if that's ever been the game, but I mean, really, you have to know.
Well,
it doesn't mean anything.
If you're if you're stumbling over yourself to get the commitment, doesn't that kind of put blinders on and make you not really see I guess the forest for the trees?
Yes,
sort of
absolutely
thing.
And that's the problem with sexual bonding, is that like it just fucking clouds your brain.
Yeah,
you know, you're like, oh, we're like falling in love. It's like, oh, you're falling in sex. Like, it's
yeah,
great.
That's,
you
the
know,
honeymoon
like...
phase. Yeah, what about you, when know? You yeah,
there's all kinds of chemicals going on here.
Right.
I'm hoping that she hasn't slept with him yet, because I'm a little nervous about this dude.
Yeah,
but I just think it's, as frustrating as it is, I think it's probably a good sign when a guy isn't ready to commit after sleeping together twice or something. If you're going to do it, you got to be able to talk about it. So you got to be grown-ups in this situation and really talk about, are you willing to put yourself at that emotional risk without the commitment?
Mm-hmm.
And or not, but you have to talk about it.
Sure.
So I think she should run. Oh, here's one that's quite common.
Okay.
Sometimes I get angry notes from men because I don't respond to them. I get a lot of emails and winks. And I don't like to be rude, but do I have to respond to everyone?
No.
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 Simple answer, no,
and
you don't.
And you know what? If you get, talk about red flags.
Right?
If you get a message from somebody who's angry that you didn't reply to their message, that person is crazy. That's,
you know,
a crazy thing to do.
It's like
it's internet dating, for God's sake. I mean, it's like fishing.
Right.
You know?
It's like if you,
you put
saw
your
somebody
line
on
in the water, you don't yell at the fish that don't bite your hook. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That would be like passing somebody, you know, like at Starbucks, right? Or something, like walking past each other and smiling. And when the person doesn't stop and talk to you or smile back, you turn around and you're like, hey.
Didn't we just
You didn't
smile?
Even give me a chance, you know? Which is what I actually got when I was online dating. There was this guy he was obviously very intelligent, well-written profile, nice-looking guy, but he did have like 5 or 6 pictures with his motorcycle, and he made it very clear that his favorite thing in the world to do was to go riding on the weekends, like Angeles Crest. And my brothers used to have motorcycles. I've ridden on the back of a motorcycle many times, but motorcycles kind of scare the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And especially now, because there's so much more traffic than there was in the 70s.
That's true.
You know, SUV versus motorcycle, not so much. So
yeah, I left my biker gang.
Did you?
I quit.
Yeah. What was your bitch name? What was your name? I'm sure it was Red.
It
was
Red.
It was Red. So I said to him, he wrote me a very nice email, and I said, you seem great, but I got to let you know, like, I'm not into motorcycles, and I'm not going to be the girl on the back of the bike all weekend. And actually, I have this ballroom dance hobby that I would probably be doing in lieu of that,
right,
you know,
right.
Which is fine. Like, go have your poker night or whatever. But I'm not going to share in this big joy
of
writing, right? He was mad.
He was mad.
Yeah, he was like, you're not even giving me a chance. Like, listen, and I'm like, well, but I am. I was so dumbfounded. I was like, well, okay. Anyway, went back and forth. But
you were giving him a chance.
I was, right?
You weren't giving a chance was motorcycles.
Right, and I'm like,
that's different.
I'm like, I think that's fantastic that you have that hobby, and it's wonderful. And the thing is, the right girl is going to just love that.
Right.
Like, she's going to be like, I hit the jackpot. Not only is he smart and nice looking, but he likes to ride motorcycles, and I get to go riding every weekend, and I'm so happy. Like,
yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Sure.
So I don't know, but I just thought it was very strange. People do get very – and it might just depend on the day, you know, where people feel particularly rejected, or they've, you know, you got to remember, like, everybody's out there just kind of putting themselves out there over and over again. And
sure.
So in answer to this question, the sites do sometimes provide, she might even be talking about that. She might do that. You can click and just say thanks, but no thanks, you know, but it's like an auto response, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe he was, you know, pissed about that. I don't know, but I do hear this a lot from women, actually, you know, particularly very attractive women who just get just a shit ton of emails. And the thing is, half of those things are copy and paste. Not that there's any problem with that, but it's like, look, if you're going to copy and paste, I mean, why do I have to, you know, write a big, long, I'm not into guys with beards letter, like, whatever. You know, no. So no, don't worry about being so perfectly nice all the time. You don't have time for this. You're busy looking for your love. If you don't think that's the guy, move on.
Yeah, I agree.
Boom.
I agree.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And don't just ignore the guys who get mad at you for not responding.
Well, exactly. Like you said, talk about a red flag.
Yeah, that's a great. That's a good.
Like, we're off to a good start. Oh, okay. Let me give you a chance now.
Yeah. Like, what is the logical? Like, that is just like a knee-jerk emotional response. It's not well thought out. You don't want to be with somebody who's like that.
No.
It's also probably a signal that this person's not the brightest bulb.
Yeah. And then you might be a little reactive.
Yeah.
And by the way, guys shouldn't wink. Guys don't wink. Either write an email or don't. But don't wink.
That's like a thing
that's
you
lame.
Do on the on
yeah.
the like you wink at
people. Yeah.
You wink.
You can favorite. Or something like that, bookmark,
right.
whatever.
Right.
But don't wink. If
yeah.
you're going to wink, say something.
Yeah.
Because would you wink at me in the market? No.
I love to wink at people at the market. But it's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, but the way you wink, it's like a twitch. It's like somebody's not really flattered. They're more like, are you okay?
Are you all right?
Are you having a stroke? So this, okay, I'm female. I'm 47 and dating again. I'm so confused by this third date sex thing. It seems to be a real thing, but does first date sex mean no relationship is possible and third date is do or die?
That's really funny.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
I went to college in New York, and if you didn't have sex on the first date, you were never having sex.
Really?
Yeah. That's the way it worked in college for me. If
really?
You were if you didn't bang on the first date, the banging was not going to happen.
You know, I totally missed out on the whole college sex scene because I got a stupid boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
But I was like 17 and he was a senior. And I ended up dating him for like 2.5 years. It was good though because he was kind of he was sweet. But I didn't date. You know?
You didn't date.
I didn't date around in college,
right.
You know? I was busy doing shit, so it was kind of good because it sort of kept me – I probably got a lot more done.
That's
actually,
true.
Actually, you know,
that's true.
Right? So
I never went to class.
So I didn't get that. I didn't get that.
Busy having sex.
See, that would have been a problem.
That's
yeah.
all I did constantly. I was so sore when I graduated.
I didn't know you were so successful in college. All right. So, okay, unspoken rules about sex are dumb because if you're doing it, you need to be talking about it to some degree, okay?
Unspoken. So you mean like you have it in your head that
yeah,
this
like,
is...
Yeah, like you're assuming this and I'm assuming this. It's like, no, you're just this is
yeah.
a bad start to anything, okay?
Yeah.
I think like we're all grown-ups here. Can we just talk about it a little bit? And I do know, I mean, first date sex can lead to marriage. Of course it can. You know, we're all under this impression that, you know, if you have sex with a guy on the first date, he's going to not respect you or
God,
something. It's like,
yeah.
no, he's going to be happy. He's going to respect you for going with the flow and having letting yourself have a good time. He's either into you in a relationship sense or not.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know if he is or not yet. There's no like, Todd, tell them.
Well, okay. I get that that happens, I guess. I get spoiled living in this urban atmosphere with a large group of sexually progressive individuals in my life. The things that I listen to are sexually progressive. I think slut shaming is a terrible thing to do. But I guess that is a thing that still
exists.
I know.
I guess it's a thing.
And
I shouldn't say I guess it's a thing. Of course it's a thing. But also,
I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe that's another red flag.
Right.
If a guy's got that kind of virgin horror complex thing going on in his brain, your marriage is not going to be very much fun.
Right. And if it is a reason, that in itself, sort of finding out how a guy's going to deal with that one way or another, is a reason to not have sex on the first date. You don't know much about a person on the first date, even if it's a really long date. And you, again, relationships are about relating. You know, sometimes it's nice to see how somebody handles a follow-up. It tells you an awful lot about a person.
That's true.
You know, I think the more information, the better before you get sexually involved, especially if you're not willing to take that chance. You just have to know if you're sleeping with somebody on the first date, you're taking an emotional risk.
Well, and certainly you shouldn't be like this person with the which date do you?
You
shouldn't go on any date that ends in sex because you think it's an expected thing.
Oh yeah, as far as the third date thing goes, yeah.
Yeah, or a first date or whatever. Like, you know, vice versa. If you want to, if this person's making you really horny and you want to have sex and it'll be awesome fun, we'll go have fun,
have
sex.
A good time.
And you know, I guess if he's use a condom, but if he's weird about it, then you know, like, chalk it up to a lesson learned. But you had fun having
more information. More information,
exactly. So I would say, but definitely if you feel like that you're having sex because it's expected, that's a terrible reason.
Well, I'm guessing this is sex. More about like, if we get to a third date and I'm not there yet, is he going to kind of give up on me? You know what I mean? Like, in the dating. And it can be. But again, that sort of tells you something about the person.
Yeah.
And so instead of trying to be what you think he wants you to be, this, again, is about being true to yourself.
Yeah, sure.
And so don't have any sex you don't want to have is basically the answer I would give you to this. And you don't have to like not schedule your third date because you think you might have your period, like, or something like that. You know, like, go on your third date, you know, and whatever, like, let the evening be whatever it's going to be. Again, if that's not somehow enough for him, or if he's not grown up enough to say, do you think we're moving forward or something, you know, talk about it. Like, do you want to maybe next time go to my place? Like, have a conversation about it.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. Do not rely on unspoken rules. I totally get that vibe is out there. I get that. And it's hard because you're looking for a relationship and everybody has this catalog of people like waiting for them at home. You know, like, yes, guys can have ADD about dating and, you know, well, I guess she's not interested in me sexually, I'm going to move on someplace else. But then they might just not be in the right place for a relationship for you anyway. Like, you have to kind of take this information as more grist for the mill and just kind of really be clear about what you want and what you want to do.
Yep.
Right? So I get it that kind of idea is out there, but those aren't your rules.
Right.
Your rules are your rules.
Exactly.
You know, and if you want to have sex on the first date, have a great time. Don't expect a whole lot from that.
Except for the
sex. Use condoms, because I'm telling you, just because you have sex, you don't have a boyfriend. How many times can I say this?
We should always use condoms. This is 2015. Let's be smart.
And people, I don't know why, but people think that, you know, STDs aren't out there spreading like wildfire. They are.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Gosh.
Yeah. And don't see, because I know what happens in the mind of a woman. She's like, well, but we've been on a few dates now. Now we're going to have sex, and he's probably going to be my steady sex partner. So I can, you know, not use a condom. Yeah. Three more times you have sex, and he's gone, or you're gone, or you're done with him, or whatever. And that's just, you know, one more petri dish you've been in touch with. So just use a fucking condom the first few times at least before you have this conversation about monogamy and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Let's all be grown.
I agree.
Be safe out there. Ladies, your kitties are precious.
They are.
And on that note, where do we find you?
You can find, watch The Film Pigs on geeknation.com. You can watch my web series. Go find me there.
Okay.
That's my plug.
All right. You can find me. Actually, you can find me on YouTube these days. I started a channel. I'm actually doing a study of the Tao Te Ching.
Ah.
Yes. That's me being all spiritual and shit.
Wow.
Check it out. Nice. It's Make Your Life Fabulous TV. And you can find me on Facebook, Sophie Venable. You can find my book on Amazon.com. You can tweet me at MILF Talk. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you for being here.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.